This is Ted Kennedy, Congress Leap Before It Look, and asking the armed forces to fight the war on drugs. There are better ways. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the military have a modest role to play in the war on drugs, but we can't ignore other means that cost less and do more. The best approach is tough local law enforcement, combined with good programs for prevention and treatment of drug abuse. When police drive dealers off the streets and shut down their drug bazaars, narcotics become less available. Addicts are more likely to seek treatment for their habits instead of committing crimes to support it. Too often, however, treatment is a massive bottleneck. Waiting lists are long and facilities are stretched thin. Instead of calling in the Marines, Al, let's help the police get the pushers off the streets, educate people against drug abuse, and help those already hooked to get unhooked. If we fight the right war on drugs, Al, instead of the far-right war, we can win it.
Well, there isn't much substance, controlled or otherwise, in your words today, Ted. All I hear is a bunch of that good old liberal feel-good stuff. That's not enough to win the war on drugs. President Reagan, in conjunction with the Congress, has launched off on a really significant number of serious programs to combat drug usage. You're right, even using the military in very limited situations won't solve the problems. You promote a plan to give drug addicts clean needles in order to avoid AIDS. Now, that's not the answer either, Ted. Drug treatment programs, increased law enforcement, we're doing all of that. But the war on drugs won't be won until individual Americans condemn and ridicule drug use among their own friends and neighbors. The real battle is about values and morals of Americans, and the struggle is within the American conscience, Ted. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Aid to the Angolan Freedom Fighters. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.